You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Construction work is officially underway on a pipe replacement project in Ashland. City officials say its water intake pipe, going about 4,000 feet into Lake Superior, serves as its primary water supply. The pipe was originally built in 1881 and has undergone significant repairs over the past 100 years. Now, city officials say the cast iron pipe has lasted beyond its anticipated usefulness and is at risk of failure. With supplies and equipment now on hand, a new water intake pipe will be installed at least 6 feet below the bed of Lake Superior. The Washburn County Economic Development Corporation and Community and Economic Development Associates are seeking community input on housing needs in the area. An online survey will be available to residents until Friday. The input gathered through the survey will be used to help the organizations craft a housing study to inform future policy decisions, especially in their efforts to create more jobs and expand broadband access. The County Economic Development Corporation also plans to involve community leaders in the study. A Comstock man has been sentenced to prison in connection to a police chase in Barron County. According to court documents, 41-year-old Zachary Sexton was charged with attempting to flee an officer in March. He entered into a deal pleading guilty to the charge, with previously filed charges of possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia being dismissed. He also allegedly told officers he fled because he had a warrant out for his arrest on the drug charges at the time. Sexton was sentenced to 1 year in prison and 3 years of extended supervision. Wisconsin Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson have announced the renewal of the Bipartisan Wisconsin Federal Nominating Commission. The Bipartisan Commission was established to make recommendations for open U.S. attorney and federal judicial positions in the state. The goal is to ensure that officers of the judicial system are being selected for their dedication to applying the law impartially, rather than altering the law to support policy or ideological agendas in the justice system. A number of U.S. attorney positions are currently open in the state. The Wisconsin State Assembly voted to approve various changes to the state's unemployment insurance program on Tuesday. One bill would bar municipalities from handing out direct payments to residents through guaranteed income programs. Another would add a requirement that residents collecting unemployment insurance make direct contact with potential employers to remain eligible. Critics of the bill say they add unnecessary hurdles for struggling residents to clear. The bills will now head to the Wisconsin State Senate for votes. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is looking for public feedback on a proposal to use a specific herbicide and pesticide under special permits. The proposal would include granting conditional approval for the special pesticide registrations of Lorax DF and Stinger HL to manage pest issues with carrots and strawberries when already federally registered options fail. The proposal would allow the use of the herbicide and pesticide through 2029. Public comments on the proposal will be accepted until April 29th. And Ashland Park will see renovation work beginning on May 1st. Construction crews will begin replacing the bathhouse at Crayer Park as part of a larger redevelopment project. Work on the full project is expected to take about 6 months, but city officials are hoping that the bathhouse building can be replaced by the end of June to ensure it's operational for July 4th. Officials also say the park should be open as usual in mid-May. Funding for the redevelopment comes from the Department of Natural Resources Stewardship Grant and American Rescue Plan Act. Washburn County is looking to improve its child services by hiring a child welfare case manager or social worker. The position would be part of the Family Services Unit with the Department of Health and Human Services. County officials say whichever position is hired will provide services for families experiencing child abuse and neglect issues, delinquency, and foster care. Qualified applicants must have a bachelor's degree in social work or a related field and a Wisconsin social work certification. Applications will be accepted until May 2nd. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced over $320,000 of investments for county forest roads. According to a press release, the funding will support the improvement of over 930 miles of roads across 24 counties in the state. A number of northwest Wisconsin counties will receive a portion of that funding, including Eau Claire, Burnett, Polk, and Ashland. Roads eligible for the funding must be part of a comprehensive county forest land use plan. The Wisconsin State Senate voted nearly unanimously to pass a bill expanding Medicaid coverage for postpartum mothers on Tuesday. Under current law, pregnant Wisconsinites can receive 60 days of Medicaid coverage if they have an annual income of up to 306% of the federal poverty line. Wisconsin is one of only two states that has not extended that coverage to a full year. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has refused to bring up similar bills for an assembly vote in the past, despite bipartisan support, calling it an expansion of welfare. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The draft is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL draft gets underway tonight. Thousands of fans from all around arriving. Network broadcasts. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on the Rich Eisen Show says with the 23rd pick overall tonight, expect the unexpected.
It's one of those things, I think, and it's so unpredictable, but I do think it's a good draft class, and I think certainly where we're picking, I think there's going to be a really good player that's going to help our football team, and I think we're really focused on making sure we've got a good young team. We're really excited about it, and we're really excited to add, you know, not only a really good player, but a culture guy as well.
Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Giants 4-2. Concern for catcher William Contreras, who was injured sliding into third base in the sixth inning.
We'll check him out. We'll see what it is. He had like a issue with his side. We're hoping it's nothing more serious than it just, you know, locked up on him a little bit. So we hope it's nothing more serious.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's lots of Star Wars news lately. Here's the latest. Andor makes its return for season 2. The show returns almost 2 years after the finale of season 1. Diego Luna plays Cassian Andor, just like he did in Rogue One. The show is crushing on Rotten Tomatoes at 98%. Season 2 will have 12 episodes. The first 3 episodes dropped Tuesday, April 22nd. Disney Plus will release 3 episodes every week on Tuesdays, totaling a 4-week run. Disney Plus says this will be the final season of the popular show. In more Season 2 news, Nathan Felder is back for Season 2 of The Rehearsal. The hilariously awkward creator of the show is also the leading man as he tries to help people get better at living their own lives by rehearsing them. Things usually go very wrong, and therein lies the hilarity. Season 2 will have 6 episodes, just like the first season. The HBO show drops every Sunday night following The Righteous Gemstones. Happy Weird Sunday Night on Max, everyone. If you were a fan of Malcolm in the Middle, you'll want to hear this. The 25th anniversary reboot of the show is currently in production in Vancouver. Deadline reports that the Fox show, which first dropped in 2000, will air 4 new episodes on Disney+. Bryan Cranston, Jane Kasmerick, and Frankie Muniz will all revise their roles. The original Malcolm produced 151 episodes over 7 seasons. Speaking of Frankie Muniz, if you're wondering what the 39-year-old actor has been up to, the answer is racing. Muniz launched a career as a full-time NASCAR driver just recently. He was not happy with his finish in a recent race on April 18th where his power steering line burst and he injured his hand while compensating. Muniz was also involved in an accident during a race in Bristol, Tennessee in early April. Sounds like I could beat him with my Honda. The actor says if he had to choose between acting or racing, he would choose racing. If things keep going the way they're going, they will be looking for a new middle child on Malcolm. Netflix continues to be a trendsetter, at least when it comes to cracking down and not even letting family members use your account. Netflix, for the most part, successfully shut down on password sharing, and now Warner Brothers Discovery is doing the same thing. The trend is moving toward extra member add-on fees. Variety reports that if you have Max, you can add a member for $7.99 a month, more than the cost of a Peacock account if you're scoring at home, but well shy of the $16.99 a month regular rate or the $20.99 premium rate. John Cena is pushing back against Mean Girl professional wrestling fans. The wrestler told Pat McAfee he broke down and got hair transplant surgery because of bullying over his bald spot from fans. It's hard to tell if Cena, who just won his 17th championship at WrestleMania, is being serious or just continuing to play the role of the bad guy. Personally, I can't believe a wrestler would resort to getting a hair transplant. I mean, what's next? Steroids? For more Showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with some showers developing by late this afternoon. Our high right around 60 with a northeast wind at 5 to 10. Rain tonight, 1/4 to 1/2 inch possible by the time it winds down tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high of 54. We're back to the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.